Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program, and it's the first week of April, meaning it's time for our monthly garden Q&A.
And it's been very interesting because March felt more like June or July, and April feels more like February. So things are a little out of whack, but great first question today. Somebody on one of the vegetable growing forums on Facebook asks, I am wanting to start an asparagus bed. Is it legal to dig it out of the ditch?
And since you're the rural gal, you better have the answer to that one.
The rural gal says everybody does it, and the legal mind in me, if I want to tap into that, says check your state code.
Oh, interesting. Is there a state code relevant to ditch asparagus?
Yeah, relevant. Well, in Iowa, the Iowa code 461A.41 says about removing plants, flowers, and fruit, no person shall in any manner remove, destroy, injure, or deface any tree, shrub, plant, or flower, or the fruit thereof, or disturb or injure any structure or natural attraction, except that upon written permission of the commission, certain specimens may be removed for scientific purposes. So the short answer is no, it is not legal.
Oh, that's silly. That's really silly.
It's silly. But okay, so people, just so you know, so everybody does it,
When members of your family were out there pulling asparagus out of the ditch, they were breaking the law.
At one of my son's weddings, all of the asparagus at the rehearsal dinner was provided by his best man, who did pull it out of all the ditches around Mingo,
so,
Iowa.
So, criminal activity at a wedding, bad way to kick off a marriage.
Well, they're having a lovely marriage the marriage is legit. The asparagus was
not. And one thing you can do is start your own asparagus bed, too, if you want to be within the scope of the law.
And you just have to be patient. You have to be very patient for several years.
It's a lot of fun getting it out of the ditch.
But you
got to plan ahead. You got to plan in the fall.
And you have to know, was that ditch near this kind of spray you don't want on your asparagus or in the ground that your asparagus comes from? Another question, how long should I wait to transplant my sugar snap peas outside? And a similar question was, am I too late to start my lettuce indoors? Ed, what's your first reaction to that?
Wrong question. No, you should never start peas or lettuce indoors. I mean, when you go to transplant them, there'll be enough transplant shot that you'll set them back. Just direct sow. Put them right in the ground early as possible.
Other seeds that you don't need to bother to start indoors, beans, cucumbers, squash, so many things, plant those directly into the soil. So read your soil or your seed packages if you need to.
Yeah, I guess, there's a couple, like kale, for example. I know some people who start kale indoors, and that works out pretty well. We tend to just sow it directly.
But we wanted to get a head start on that. And kale is a tougher plant than lettuce.
Hardier. It won't be as shocked when you move it outside as lettuce would be. And also, when you do move any plant outside, whether it's we have tomatoes, eggplant, peppers that we'll be planting next month, you know, those need to go through at least a week or more of hardening off, an hour or more of exposure to the sun and the wind every day. You know, 1 hour the first day, then two, then three.
To get it accustomed to the light and the breezes and all the forces of nature.
So what else we got?
Well, somebody is saying, and this is not a question, I'm just going to point out that someone says, I may have overplanted this year, and they put a photo of a whole bunch of seedlings growing in the trays under the lights. Someone's response, and they weren't asking a question, they were just saying, hey, everybody plants too much. Somebody said, if you like sourdough, I'd love to trade you a loaf for some plants. And that to me just made me jump for joy, because that's the way we do here in good old farm-to-table land, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and again, I'm sure the IRS is not happy with any barter arrangement that isn't reported. But how do you report that? Here's a tomato plant. Thank you for the sourdough.
It's wonderful. I think that's the best thing ever. Yeah. So I used to every year trade a rhubarb pie for a big bag of morel mushrooms.
Somebody had a question about pruning fruit trees. We have some that are out of hand. I don't have experience. They are mostly 6 to 8 feet tall, and a couple of the leaders are at least 15 feet. They didn't actually ask a question, but I think they want to know what to do about it.
Right, and the short answer is that one of your best resources about that is your state extension service. So recently, the master gardener connected with the Iowa State Extension helped us sort out some pruning needs for the public orchard in Drake Park near us.
Yeah, but there are different pruning needs for different trees, so it's always important to check that out. I see somebody asked about morels. Yeah, 30 to 80 bucks per pound, right? Go pick your own.
Yes.
Or try shiitake logs.
Yeah.
Kathy, thanks for joining me.